Hello, everyone. This is Steve Martin. Welcome to Stars on Tap. Today is September 12, 2013. Our guest today has four number one hits to his credit and 22 top 40 hits also to his credit. And he is the original drummer from Three Dog Night. This is...
Hey.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is Floyd Sneed. Floyd's here to tell us about his career and what he's got going on currently. So, welcome, Floyd. How are you?
Well, thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me on your program.
Well, I appreciate you giving me a call. It's quite a thing for me to talk to somebody that I grew up listening to.
Well, thank you very much. Don't stop just because I'm old now, you know. Don't stop listening.
Don't stop believing either.
That's right.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. Mm-hmm. First thing I thought we would discuss is your sister, Maxine Chong, and I'll have you tell us about the relationship there. Also, bought you a drum set.
You want to talk about Maxine Chong?
What's that?
You want to talk about my sister first?
Well, no, I just thought that we could...
Her name is Maxine Morrow right now.
Maxine, okay.
She married Tommy Chong the day I got my first set of drums when I was 19.
Okay, all right.
She married Tommy, so...
So,
a long time ago.
Had you planned on being a drummer, or is that something she thought up for you?
Oh, see what now?
I said, did you originally plan to be a drummer, or is it something that she planned out for you?
Oh, no. I did this myself on my own. Ever since I was 4 or 5 years old, I wanted to play drums, so.
That's cool. So, you finally got one. And so you already knew how to play your drums and everything. It was just a matter of
having them. I was learning, you know. The day Maxine married Tommy, as I said, that's the day I got my first set of drums. Bought them myself.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Really cool. You played in the Tommy Chong band also as your first real band. Tell me about playing with Tommy Chong.
Well, that was in the early days, in the early 60s in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We had a little daddy in the bachelor band. And it was a very good band, and we did one recordings for Columbia Records in 1965, I think it was, or 64, rather. That was my first record I ever recorded. It's called Too Much Monkey Business.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was 5 years old.
I'm sorry?
I was 5 years old.
5 years old. I was probably 15 then.
I see.
Yeah, but anyway, that was my first recording with in the music business.
So how long did the Tommy Chong band last?
A few years, you know, 3 or 4 years. Playing around in Vancouver, Tommy had a club up in Vancouver. We played at the Elegant Parlor and the Tease Cabaret back in the early days now, you know, so.
That's kind of before he broke into to making comedy records and that sort of stuff.
That's right, uh-huh.
I see, okay. Was Cheech Marin with you all at the time?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was Cheech Marin with you at the time?
Not at that time, no.
I see. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Then after this, you became the original drummer for Three Dog Night. How did that play come into play?
Well, I was working in a club in Hollywood with my band at that time called the Heat Wave.
Uh-huh.
This is a nightclub soul band, you know, we were playing around, and anyway, Joe Shermy happened to be going to McDonald's that night walking, and he was walking by the club where I was playing with my band called the Heat Wave, and he heard this beat at the time, and as he was walking by, going to McDonald's to get 5 hamburgers for $1 at that time.
I remember that.
And so so we talked to the guy at the door and said, who's the drummer up there? And the guy said, it's Floyd Sneed with the Heat Wave band, and Joe asked, how many drummers are there up there? And he said, there's just one. And so Joe decided to come into the club and spoke with me after our first set and told me that they're looking for a drummer with this band that they're forming and called Three Dog Night. Would I be interested? And I, oh, wow. And I was, because the Beatles had just come out and the music was changing. I said, I got to do something else other than what we're playing, you know, because the music was changing.
Sure.
So, we talked, and the next couple of nights, he brought down Danny and Corey and Michael, and they came in and liked the way I played, and so I finally decided that I wanted to join this band. 2 weeks later, I signed on the dotted line, and 3 weeks later, we recorded our first record, and about 2 months after that, we had our first hit record.
That's amazing.
And it was all because of me.
I believe it.
No, not really.
Well, I mean, it had to have something to do with you.
I'm sorry?
It had to have something to do with you.
Oh, it had a lot to do with me. It's, Dick Clark says it was the beat first, you know.
That's cool.
That makes the song. It's the beat first, and then the lyrics, and then the singers. Nah, it takes everybody.
It actually does. It actually does.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you involved with writing any of those big hits?
Uh-huh. Everything. We did all the music, so that's writing. You know, we did everything on our, you know, we got a song, and we put our own spiel to it. Everything, you know, so.
Well, you had some.
As far as I'm concerned, everything is our own baby.
You had some just monster hits.
Thank you. You know, I heard something on the radio today. My sister phoned me. She used to work at a radio station, my sister, and at the beat, it's called in Los Angeles.
Huh?
To the radio station yesterday. Oh, what's on the radio? She said, well, one is playing. I said, oh, thanks for calling me back.
That's
good
cool.
To hear on the radio.
That's cool. I mean,
yeah.
Four number ones, not a lot of people can claim that.
No, the 22 top 40 hits is even more impressive to me than the four number one hit single.
Well, it is, because it shows your longevity.
Yes.
That's an amazing career.
And they're still working tonight, you know, the video of my four of the seven guys are still working tonight somewhere.
That's crazy. Are they anybody playing together? Are they all separate?
There's four of the originals still working tonight.
That's cool. Very cool.
I'm not there. Chuck's not there. And the original bass player, Joe Shermy's not there. He passed away 11 years ago now.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
You've kind of morphed into an artist, a painter.
I've been painting for about 13, 15 years, selling my stuff, selling some of my paintings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my own style. It's whimsical. But it makes people laugh, and it's my own style. And go to floydsneed.net, and you can see some of my stuff, some of my paintings.
That's for sale, or just to be looked
at? For sale.
Okay. Okay.
Uh huh.
And
that give you a deal.
All right, and you're doing pretty well with that, I would guess.
Well, you know, when I have when there's a show, I sell a couple of paintings here and there. You know, I like to sell more, like every artist would, but. That's going to happen. I'm looking for my niche.
You got it.
Yeah.
That's impressive. You know, when you can do two things of that nature and quality in your life,
mm-hmm.
I think that says something.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm doing a lot of playing. I've been playing at church more than anywhere else this past 3 years, you know, so, yes.
That's cool.
The Lighthouse Church in Hayden, Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
I think you recently moved, didn't you?
Yes, just the last 3 weeks now I've been in L.A., back in L.A. now.
I see. Has L.A. changed for you? How long has it been since you were there or lived there?
6 years.
Okay.
But I didn't really want to come back to L.A. at all. I'm back here for my family and, you know.
Well, you know, if you don't have family, you don't have a whole lot of anything else.
That's right. That's exactly right. You know, so things are working out.
So you've also have some projects you're working on with Chuck Negron, who was the one of the three lead singers for Three
Dog
Night.
Chuck Negron, he sang most of the leads on our hit songs with Three Dog Night. I've been working with him off and on now for 3 or 4 years. And we're going into the studio very soon to try to finish some songs we did with Three Dog Night, but we never recorded them. I mean, we never finished them. 30 years ago, so that's part of our new project.
How hard is it to pick up from 30 years ago with a song and being able to finish one off in that time distance between each other?
Well, we haven't done it yet, but so, it should be okay. You know, it's gonna be as fast.
So you'll have to call me and we'll talk about how hard it's gonna, how hard it was, and that's cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What other projects might you be working on right now?
Well, there's a project I have been working on. It's called Dog and Cat.
Okay.
A band out of Texas. You can go to, I don't even have the website, Ron Diego Johnston. You can go to, I'm not sure if it's website, I should know, but I don't offhand. And you can hear some of our American Cat. K-A-T-T.
Okay.
And you might be able to pull it up. I'll get that to you later on.
Okay.
But that's a project we finished just recently with Joe Shermy, the original bass player, and Kitty, who she's our lead singer, and Ron Diego Johnson, the guitar player, vocal, producer. Some very good songs. You'll hear it on Dog and Cat.
That's awesome.
But that's basically what I've been doing.
Okay, great. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us before we get out of here?
Oh, that Jesus loves you and Jesus loves me, and let's keep going.
I believe it. Absolutely. Yeah. Got to carry on.
Yeah, listen, stay in touch with me because there's a few things going on. Call me next week sometime because tomorrow night's going to be quite a little event. And
okay.
It's going to be videotaped, I'm sure, but...
All right.
We'll stay in touch, yeah.
Yeah. Let me run through some credits, and I'll be right back with you, if you don't mind.
Okay, no problem.
Right. I need to let everybody know that Stars on Tap is brought to you by LexingtonBroadcasting.com for the best in top 40 country music on the Internet. I'd like to thank our co-producer, Ray Aroma, of Rhea's Rescues in the greater Los Angeles area. I'd like to thank my wife, Betty, who's our technical advisor. Without Betty, we couldn't pull this off. When I tear something up, she fixes it. And when I don't understand something, she understands it and takes care of it. So I've got that covered, and she does too. I'd like to thank Jimmy.
That sounds like a good woman.
She is. She is. She gets frustrated with me sometimes, but, you know, I guess I'm kind of a frustrating guy when I'm aggravated, but, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
It's all good. And mm-hmm. I'd like to thank Jimmy Lawson at Space Coast Eye Radio for playing this show and all the other things that we put out from here. And I'd like to mention caninerescue.org, where you can go get an animal and out of a kill shelter and take it home and do right by it. I'd also like to mention OperationBlanketsOfLove.org. Both these are in Los Angeles area, where you can take a blanket, a towel, a sheet, or any kind of linen product and donate it to the shelter, and they will make sure an animal gets that linen to lay down on and be comfortable and that sort of thing. So I recommend that you do that if you can. And it probably would go good with any shelter anywhere you're at. And I'd also like to thank God for the opportunity of being here today to speak with Floyd for his continuous music and all the wonderful things that he's brought to us to entertain us over the years. And
thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm your host, Steve Martin. Until next time, enjoy the music.